It is called The Morning Pre-Flight with, again, I think it should be Tommy and Jim. But just it flows better, doesn't it?
I have to pull rank.
Yeah.
Of course I saw you guys playing rock, paper, scissors earlier. So.
Yeah. Pull rank. Anyway, such nonsense. Josh Bixler joining us this morning.
Good morning, friends. The door's still not locked.
No.
Anyone can come right in.
I mean, no one else has showed up better, so you've got the spot. So. No one wants to wake up this early.
Oh, that's good, because I'm terrible at rock, paper, scissors.
That's fair.
Oh, my God. So the bacon was good, huh?
The tactical
surprisingly,
bacon was the thing, man.
It shouldn't be. Nothing out of a can should one, be crispy and should still have that much flavor. Like, you know. Well, you know, like if you've ever had canned vegetables, for example, they don't taste like much of anything.
Just don't
do
that, no.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't expect tactical bacon out of a can to be good.
You know, the very end of the last yesterday's segment, please go back if you're wondering why we were loving bacon so much, I made a comment about 80 octane. Well, the whole way walking back to the trailer, I was reminiscing about standing behind my dad's BC-12D with my arms out for some reason, just breathing in that beautiful red pop. And I thought, you know, how amazing would it be if next year at Oshkosh we had like one of those man candles that was a scent of 80 octane?
Like
I shouldn't have said that because, no. Man, we could have cleaned house next week.
I agree.
Yeah, but $1 million idea. Trademark flight test.
I will buy that. Okay, help me out, friends. I need 80 octane red pop scented candle.
I agree. My 140 still has that scent in it. And you pop open the door and you stick your head in there and you get that first whiff of the aviation fuel and
oh man, okay, where do you live? I need a fix.
Northern Minnesota.
Alan, help me. They're talking about huffing like fumes all morning.
We really went there. We went from bacon to 80 octane in like 2 minutes.
I don't know how, if we want to move forward with highly flammable candle.
Right.
Didn't think this one through.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, people will buy it.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Yes. Josh Bixler of Flight Test in this morning to talk about more fun flying and fun flying events and functions. Now, you have a very junior version of this place that you put on.
The fact that you'd even parallel to this place is the deepest honor you could say, because that is a dream.
Well, I mean, this place started like that.
Yeah.
That's my point. Maybe it's not even so much as junior as it is, you know, in terms of size, as is in development.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. That's a great way to say it. And you're speaking of something called Flight Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And Flight Fest has been around now. We are going into our 10th year, or 10th event, I should say. Mm-hmm. It started in 2014. And it literally started with a table about this size saying, you know, we need to have a flying event. And let's go ahead and do that like in 3 months. And from that point on, it birthed the largest electric flying, I believe, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place in Little Malvern, Ohio. And we have, on average, about 11 different countries represented and about 6,000 people in population, over 1,000 pilots. And what makes this place truly unique is it's not required that you need to know anything about flight, anything about RCs. You just have to bring the people you love and the planes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good reason for that.
Yes. You actually have events of let's destroy our airplanes.
It is. And that's when you say it like that, I know there's a lot of people listening right now. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But truly, there is a way to expedite the flight experience, the building experience, the designing experience, and laughter in the course of a weekend. And that is through our build tents and an activity we call combat. And what it is we put up this event, and you don't need to, again, know anything. We have these amazing volunteers that will teach you how to fly, teach you how to build. They're wearing orange or red shirts, and they're community members, obviously. We go in this build tent, you build your crazy contraption. It can be from one of our speedboat kits, but we also give out and donate free foam. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to you know, bring a lot of dollars here. You build these crazy contraptions, you go to the flight line, and all of a sudden you'll see 150 of these planes at a time get released into the air. And it's ranging from a little 20-inch, you know, FT flyer, five pieces of foam glued together, they fly great, all the way up to these young men and women just, like, coordinating each other, like, okay, we are going to build a juggernaut that's going to take everyone out. And they will literally, okay, you build the tail section, I'll design the fuselage, I'll bring the radios. And you see something named Stan flying through the air with a 14-foot wingspan, and planes are bouncing off. Everything gets turned into a puddle. You go out into the field, you pick up the pieces, and everybody flocks back to these big 60 by 160 build tents, and they do it all over again. Now, during that time, of course, there's demos going on. There's educational programs going on. There's guided builds going on. So people are obviously doing the normal hobby thing.
Sure.
But about three times a day, we flip the switches. and it's a great place for the whole family. We really don't want people to not understand the beauty of failure and the beauty of crashing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's something we can definitely not do in general aviation. But we can really do it with flight test. And the foam board is economical.
And you have a destination,
yes,
you know, to be able to house this. So that you can talk about the air park a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So Flight Fest is held in Malvern, Ohio. About 4 years ago, we did a crowdfund with our community because we call them Flight Test Family. We said, family needs to have a home. And we communicated that desire to the community. And in just 6 days, we fully funded a crowdfund, ultimately ended over $344,000. We turned that in and bought a golf course. We turned part of that golf course into what we call an air park. And the reason we called it an air park was because we wanted to let people know this is for their use for free. So every Thursday night even, you know, we're out there with planes ready to go, charged up. We get 30 to 50 people, many of them new faces. And as we teach people how to fly, how to build in these little pavilions, within weeks, they turn around and share the knowledge they just learned a week before. Mm-hmm. And the community just keeps growing and growing and growing. And along with that, we host quad racing. We host many other people's flying events there. And then we have about 6 events at that location as well. And the golfers love it. They thought we were going to shut down the golf course. And if we need the whole land, we just turn off the switch. We take over the whole 120-acre golf course. And then the next weekend, it's back, you know, to 18 holes. But they'll sit there and they'll see us walking out with a, you know, 10-foot airplane and someone's carrying a watermelon. Like, what are they doing? And they park their golf carts and we do our content right in front of our community, too. So if anyone's out flying, we sometimes rope them in. You know, they're not safe either. And we'll take it up. We'll drop it. And we hear a golfer yell, "Failure, damn it!" You know, and then they drive off with a nice morsel of gossip that no one will believe. So it's Flight Fest is an amazing event. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 days long. We moved it to June because it was too close to AirVenture. We wanted to make sure everyone could hit both because these two events are really special.
I can recall several times of you, yes, like dragging your butt to Oshkosh just barely because you're
just
still
finished flying up. Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely a crazy pace. And I know that was for everybody in their family. We don't want to make an either or mentality. And it is a beautiful dovetail, honestly, because it gets them primed with flight. Everything about flight test that we want to do is about the experience. And you got to make it simple, common, affordable, repeatable. Mm-hmm. And that's our passion. We don't talk about, let's design a P-51. We just say, how do we give this simple build warbird that's a P-51 an amazing experience in building, an amazing experience in flying, and make sure that someone just loves it from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And when they crash, they want to do it again.
Right. Where are you at with the concept of this being a destination that I can come there and do a thing and camp out? And
we're there in primitive form right now.
Okay.
Yeah, matter of fact, there's 3 campers right now staying the whole week.
Nice.
And they're vicariously living through. They decided since they couldn't come to AirVenture, they would camp out and then make their own little activity. So, yeah.
And I believe there was rumors of turning one of the fairways into a runway for full-size aircraft.
Matter of fact, our good friend Corey Robin, he flew Ghost in there before we even technically were able to do it.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we have. And I think what it will not be will be for like the Cessna 150s. There is a beautiful little airport that I'm part of down the road. Someday my hope is to be able to have that where people can fly in there. Mm-hmm. It's a mile and a half down the road.
Oh,
that's nice.
We can shuttle them there, but also eventually hold rides there and stuff like that so we can separate GA and model aviation just by the safety level, so no one does a pattern right over the active RCs.
Sure.
But it's happening now. Matter of fact, paramotor flying is a regular thing, mostly through my son and I, but our friends come out and fly paramotors from there. We have the land cleared off now where ultralights and stall aircraft can easily get in and out.
Sure.
So, yeah, a lot of big plans in the future, but it's the destination location is already happening. And as we learn more and grow more, we just keep adding to that picture. Mm-hmm. I want a shower house. I want just an amazingly comfortable location. We even have a little restaurant on the grounds.
Nice. Speaking of paramotors, you know the paramotor display teams are camped right behind you, right?
I love them. Well, I know them personally. As a matter of fact, I just finished my trike training. We should grab Miss Alexis to pull her in on a radio because I had the best time with them. One Up Adventures, Alexis, Justin, they're just incredible people. Paramotoring, by the way, is a life-changing experience. My son learned at 14. I learned about 6 years ago. It is like God gave you wings. Mm-hmm. He said, go have fun. So every experience of flight is different, but rewarding in a different way.
Right.
Yeah, it's great stuff. But yeah, it's as a matter of fact, they actually came out and flew for us at Flight Fest and have done demonstrations. Oh, we've had Paradigm and Eric Farewell's team. We've had 1UP come out. Mm-hmm. And what I love really about it is these instructors just group together and collaborate so openly. It's really sure. special.
I've not done paramotor myself.
Okay.
But I envision it to be much like Flying Breezy, which I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're out in, I don't know if you've ever been on a Breezy, but you're sitting on a rail that's about this wide.
As far forward as you can.
About as far forward as you can.
You're exposed to the elements.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, you have the stick in front of you, but there's nothing on any side of you because your seat is wider than the frame that you're setting on. So you are right out in everything.
I would say it's exactly like that, except the Breezy flies a little bit faster. You have that wind constantly pound. After a while with the ultralight or the paramotors, you really don't feel that wind. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing immersive experience. I flew a Pete and Paul air camper. And of course, I had the radiator in front of me, so you had to hang out your head. But, you know, every time that prop blade came around, it's like poof, poof, poof. And then later on, I was flying my Airlite. And again, you kind of stick your head out and, you know, you get that wind rush. Mm-hmm. But it is full exposure, full immersion. What I love flying in Florida, you fly over those orange groves.
Yeah.
You just, and then you can fly over a cow patty and your choices. So.
It's an interesting continuum that we have now between small RC work into some, you know, basic man stuff into, you know, general aviation and beyond there's so many pieces that fall into all of that.
Well, and that's beautiful that you said that, because it's not one little segment. It's not like a waffle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's like, here's the model aviation, here's the, you know, 103, here's drones, here's general aviation, here's a career professional pass. It's a linear thing where you go from one chapter to the other, and there's so many branches with that.
So cool.
Our vision is honestly to just try to connect it, and frankly, if I can be bold, we need your help with that. We're really good at getting people passionate about flight. We're getting them involved with model aviation. We need the partners in our lives to be able to hand off those relationships, because we're doing a disservice to our community if we don't do that. These kids and young adults have a passion that goes beyond model aviation. We don't want to keep them in our bubble. We want to keep them going.
Josh, you are the king of the gateway drug of aviation. So,
I'll well get said. That tattooed next week.
Thank you. All right. Josh Pixler with Flight Test joining us this morning. This is EAA Radio.